Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all are tuned into Miss Nikki Rich I Guy Urban Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, it's your boy J.O. Winston the Canada. One on my earth, know I'm saying, coming out from 706. Y'all tune in to Miss Nikki Rich Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with them, get rain over. Get with them, get lost on me. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the rest of on the well. It's time y'all tune in, and let's get this thing
popping.
Beta's world, Nikki Rich, what it do? I drive Urban Rich Radio, what's happening? Step into Richmond program, I see you. PhD student stylist, Team Cruiser C3, Team iPhone 4, what's happening? Beta's world in the building, I grind, you know I grind. Okay, yeah.
Hey, yo, what's good, y'all? This your dude, Stylistic. Right now, you tuned in with my homegirl, Nikki Rich, on iJob Urban Rich Radio. Let's get it.
Yo, 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 what's going on, baby? This your boy, Swag Daddy, checking in live, Avalanche ICNT in the building. Y'all already know, Darlington, South Carolina, stand up. Major shout out to my girl Nikki Rich. Y'all already know what it is. iJob Urban Rich Radio. Let's go.
Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams, please remember me.
settling with cute, sexy, you know, they something else, they elegant. Yeah.
Welcome to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I am your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are live today out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I mean, we doing big things today. We're going to have a show that is a doubleheader, might as well say tripleheader. I mean, it's going to be on fire, absolutely on fire today. So, you know, to all our listeners out there, I mean, I can't explain how the show is going to be, but what you were just listening to is Graffiti Fresh, and he is co-hosting with me today. And again, I am Nikki Rich, the host of iJive Urban Rich Radio, each and every Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And for all those who don't know, you can call and listen at 1-323-580-5749. And if you don't want to talk, you don't have to. So if you do want to talk to any of the guests, you can press 1. And we have a backup number because our lines do get full, and it is 1-877-497-3968. And for those who do not know, we have expanded to 2 hours. And we're excited about that and where iJive is going. So, you know, we thank God for the extra hours that we have. And also, for those who don't know, the chat room is open. I mean, the chat room is booming right now. So we thank those in the chat room. And we have, right now, we have our co-host, Mr. Graffiti Fresh, and we have our guest. Our guest in the house today is Mr. Kobe Randolph, and we also have Epicure Media in. And, you know, we're glad about that. I mean, they're doing big things. I mean, it's just getting crazy out here. Everybody has a positive movement going on, and that's what we're working on now. We have a couple of things going on. So check it out.
Saturday, June 18th at the Albemarle Recreation Center, 5027 North Idlewild Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Kevin Shine, Senior VP of Jive Records, and Nikki Rich of iJive Radio present the MVMS Meet and Greet. Get your music heard by industry executives. Get professional consultation, career development, and so much more. Doors open 1 to 4 p.m. at the MVMS Meet and Greet. Call 704-567-1941. Once again, 704-567-1941.
All right, all right. Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. And, yes, we have Mr. Kevin Shine in the building. He will be here on Friday, actually. Him and Yoshiko Entertainment will be here on Friday, and they will be with us all weekend. And Saturday is the meet and greet. It will be from 1 to 4 p.m., and this will be held at the Albemarle Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, I mean, it's just going to be awesome. It's an awesome networking event for songwriters, independent record labels, and also for those artists out there trying to get their work out, their music and everything, and just to learn what's going on in the music industry because it's changing. So this is a perfect time for those who want to meet an A&R. Mr. Kevin Shine is who you need to talk to and meet up with. So, you know, everybody, I mean, that's a perfect opportunity. It's a big event, and it's free. It's a free event, so be sure and, you know, come out to Albemarle Center. And this is all being hosted by yours truly, Nikki Rich of iJive Urban Rich Radio. And we have teamed up with Yoshiko Entertainment. And we have some special things going on. We're having a raffle at the door. and prizes as well. But right now, we want to get to our co-host and also our special guest, Mr. Kobe Randolph. So, co-host, you there?
Hello?
What's going on?
How you doing? I'm doing good, man. It's an honor to be here today. So, you know, Urban Rich, iJive Radio, this is how we doing it. It's just a blessing to be here right now.
All right. Tell us a little bit about you, and then we're going to get to our guest.
Okay, well, I have an entertainment background. I've been DJing almost like 10 years now. I started a promotional company in, that was pretty much the southeast area from Memphis to Atlanta to Nashville when I was in high school, because I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. And I went to Tennessee State University, majored in mass comm, advanced my company. I had the opportunity when I was in college to move to Atlanta and go work for Universal. So I worked with Young Money for a minute, and then I came back to Nashville when I was like 22 and opened up a club, and at that time I was the youngest club owner in the country. So I dabbled and dabbled in all aspects of entertainment. Then my most recent project, why I'm here today, is because I wrote a new hip-hop comedy. It's a comedy and a how-to book at the same time, on how I was able to break into the entertainment industry at such a young age. And, you know, it's just a real funny, fun story, but it has a much deeper meaning than the stories that are in it. And so this brings me to where I am today.
All right. Well, we welcome you to iJive Urban Rich Radio, and we thank you for co-hosting today. And we wish you all the best. Wish you all the best.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So we're going to have fun today. You know, y'all get a little taste of my flavor, my personality, which I'm embodying in the book, you know, Champagne Life. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to it. So we're going to make it happen.
And I was really feeling that woman of my dreams. So everybody, shout out to Graffiti Fresh. You can catch him on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter. He got more music for you, so... to all those in the chat room, other radio stations, HME, shout out to them, Midwest, in the chat room, and also Clear J, I've seen you, shout out to them, you know, Divas Continent Radio, I see you, shout out to them as well. For all of them, you have Graffiti Fresh right here.
How you doing?
All right, well, we're going to get to our guest, Epicure Media, and also Mr. Kobe. How you doing, guys?
I'm good. Like I said, man, I'm kicking it. I'm good. This is a pleasure to be here.
Yeah,
I'm
Epicure Media in the building. We're doing our thing. We really happy to be here, and I really appreciate you extending this welcome to us.
Oh, thank you. So tell us who you are.
I'm Sean. I'm at Sean Trump. If you want to follow me on Twitter, but I'm Sean. I'm partner with Aisha, and you know, we run Epicure Media.
What's up, Nikki? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us here again today on the infamous Nikki Rich Show. We're thrilled to be here today.
You know it. Worldwide.
Definitely. Definitely. So we're here to give love today and help him, you know, promote his book and get his book out there.
Let's go, love.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about you and where you from, where you reside, and how you got started on the book.
Well, I'm originally from the southeast area. I grew up in Memphis. I lived in Nashville. I lived in Atlanta. I actually live in Chicago, Illinois now. But the book is pretty much, it's a memoir, or it's like a nonfiction. It follows me for 8 years of my life when I first started like my promotional company in Memphis, Tennessee at the age of 15 to me opening up a club at 22 and becoming the youngest club owner in the country. But it's really like the story is, it goes much beyond the Southeast or, you know, America, really. Anyone can relate to it, even if you're not in entertainment. It's just the best way I can describe it is just like sort of like a hip hop Forrest Gump story, because it's ordinary guy with extraordinary things that continuously happen to him over 8 years of his life. And I just noticed, you know, at a young age that all these things were starting to happen to me, and they weren't happening to any of my peers. So once I got to the age like 22, I had done some things, even though I'm very young, I wanted to write a book at that point to give back and tell my story, and tell it in a way that people can laugh at it, and, you know, you talk about it around your friends, because it's a very easy read, and it encourages you to read, but also you can apply it to your life to help better yourself, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so it's a champagne life, and, yeah, so, I mean, I guess we'll get into more detail, I guess, you know, when you ask the questions, but, yeah.
And what was the age you started when you began writing it?
Well, the thing about it was I pretty much knew, like, all along that I was going to write a book. I probably knew I was going to write a book 5 years ago, even though it only took me about a year to write. But I knew I was going to write a book because, like I said, just some very unusual things were happening to me at age, you know, 16, 17, 18, that I just didn't know. Me as an 18-year-old that these things were happening to. And, well, one thing, let me say this, like, if, for anyone who wants to write a book out there, I mean, when you tell a nonfiction, especially like a biography, I think that anyone's story can be interesting and make a good book if you tell the truth. You know, really the power of the truth, because I think life is just interesting. You know, the only thing that makes life boring is someone who sat in a prison cell his entire life, and even to get to the prison cell, he probably did something interesting, or a person who just won't tell the truth about what really happened. So in this book, I tell the truth about everything in the book, like event for event. And on top of that, just the irony of it all is just a lot of unusual things were happening to me. So I knew I was going to write the book probably like around the age 17, 18, and then it just took me when I was like 21. When I was 21, I just sat down and just said, I'm gonna, you know, put the pen to paper and just sat in the closet and did it till, you know, I finished it.
Awesome. I mean, that's amazing. That is so amazing that you just, right. I mean, had time to do something like that, you know?
Yes, it was a challenge, you know. But like I said, you know, when I was in high school, I remember it's like complaining about writing a 2-page paper, and now that I've written a 200-plus-page book, it's sort of crazy. Yeah, I never thought that I would have the patience or the discipline to sit down and do something like that. But it just shows, like, when you're passionate about something, I mean, you just do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that we have some people in the chat room. I had a couple of questions. They was wanting to know, what is your website? And do you have a website?
Yes, most definitely. You can go to the website and order the book or read snippets of it at www.champagnelifethebook.com. And that's champagne like the drink, life, the book.com. So, yeah, and you can see, like, the press or people who've gotten behind the project. You see pictures of me and Russell Simmons and LL Cool J and a whole bunch of celebrities. You can read snippets from it, and it just gives you a taste of it before you order.
Okay, can you give that website one more time? Because I can put it in the chat room.
I definitely. That's champagnelifethebook.com.
Okay, I'm a little slow. I don't know how to spell champagne. It's C-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E.
Yes.
ChampagneLifeBook.com.
TheBook.com.
Okay. We got it. We got it. All right.
Okay. Mr. Kobe, this is Graffiti Fresh, co-host. I just want to ask you a question. On that website, snippet of your book, you tell about how your third time back to L.A. and,
yes,
you know, you seem to have it mapped out and planned out now. Before, you know, all the things took place from, you know, the cabs, missing the cab, then having to take the bus down there. How did you picture it all playing out in your mind before, you know, actually, you know, everything playing out the way it did?
Okay. So it's sort of, at times like these times of, you know, like times where really just your adrenaline is just taking over pretty much. And that's probably the biggest feeling you have is just your adrenaline. And, you know, you see in the movies like Time Before Someone Dies and they see the light flash before their eyes and stuff like that. I mean, it was one of those things, obviously not to that extent, but it was one of those type of situations. Now, the thing that you must remember for people who haven't gone to the website and our listeners is that the story, this is a time where I was talking about I was kept going back to L.A. to expand my network and see really who can I meet to just take me to the next level. I really had no ideas why I kept going. I knew people were in L.A. who probably could help me, but, I mean, I was a teen. I was 20 years old. I really didn't have, you know, a business plan I wanted somebody to invest in yet. I just knew that, hey, once I need some investors, this probably would be a good place to go look for them. Now, mind you, I'm 20 when this is happening, but at age 15, I start promoting events. And my events were pretty big. Even, you know, at 16, 17, I would have an event and 1,000 people would show up. So, now, I'm saying that because the logistics for an event with 1,000 people and the logistics for an event, like the award show logistics, are pretty much the same, you know, in theory, as far as, like, the security and things that they, you know, like positions for the security and the event coordinator, and just even the traffic on the street, just ushering people into the venue. So I'm saying that to say, as I was in the cab and on the bus and I was approaching the venue, I just pretty much assumed that the directions that the ushers, event coordinators, and security, the directions that they were given were probably similar to the directions that I would be giving my security team working events for me when I had a big event. So once I saw the visual in place, like once I actually pulled up, you know, like I said, I had the adrenaline running, but once I actually pulled up and I spotted who the probably the head event coordinator was and the head of security was and all that, I could pretty much just get off of, like, brief human behavior. I could just look at them and tell the information that they had been given from their superiors. So I just really played on that and walked with conviction and favor did the rest.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
We there? Okay. I see my Twitter, my text, and everything is going off. And I see we have some of our people, our listeners and artists, and everybody is really tuned in. Some people are tuned in under their own personal site. So shout out to Black Gold Diva. She's out of Florida. And she's tuned in to this show under Alpha Ego. So big shout out to her. She's an artist in Florida doing her thing. So shout out to her.
Hey, Nikki.
Huh?
This is Sean.
Yeah.
This is Sean with Epicure Media. Now, I'm listening to the world-famous DJ K-Love. I'm listening to him right now tell his story. And I've been witness to a lot of the things that he's, you know, depicted in the book and the things that he's done. And I'm going to be honest with you right now. I feel like it's an understatement. He's amazing. You know, he's a really smart guy.
Yeah.
I've seen him do some things that I could not even imagine a person could pull off. So he's being really modest right now. And I'm going to just tell you, like, there's some things in the book that I take personal, and I say, you know, if there's a young person out here listening and they want to be successful, if they read this book, it's pretty much a roadmap to success, because a lot of the times, you know, you do things in life and you really don't know why you do them, or you do them for the fun of it and you do it, you know, just because, hey, you know, this is what I like to do, or, you know, you sit and joke with your friends. But at a lot of times, you know, there's an underlying, I guess you could say, like, the success is there. Although sometimes you may not see it, the success is there. And Kobe is the type of person that through all situations, he can see and get the success out of it. You know what I mean? No matter what you're doing, he can see the success in it and make it manifest. So I learned a lot from him, you know, even with Epicure Media, by reading his book, The Champagne Life, because it's amazing. And I wish that every young person and even a person who maybe even at the age of 40 years old and really doesn't understand how to get the best out of a situation, if they read this book, I guarantee you they will see something in their situation and in their life that they will be able to see clearly and say, oh, I understand now how I can get the most out of this.
Exactly. I mean, and to be so young and to write this book and just do the things that you have done, I mean, it's just amazing. And to me, it's like, you are a leader. I mean, there's so many young people today that just need a person like you to just, you know, help them to understand what their goal is. And, you know, you can probably help some of these youth out here just by telling your story about your book and everything that you've been through and you've done within the years, you know, within your year. So, I mean, I applaud you. You've been working it out, honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And like Sean was saying, like a lot of times, you know, even back to what Sean said and even to what my man said, Graffiti said about the question, a lot of times in life, you know, and you'll read this book and you'll see these funny roller coaster ride, almost unbelievable stories. And then no matter how funny it is or unrealistic it seems, at the end of the chapter, there'll be a life lesson that you can apply to business and just life in general. It's not even really humorous. It's just real, you know. And the thing is, like, overall, what I want the reader to take from this is just really understanding the power of your imagination and where it can take you. Like, the brain is like a parachute. It works when it's open. It doesn't when it's closed. So just understanding how to open your mind and imagine things that you seem or that seem unimaginable, but imagine them and look at them from a different angle and see, okay, well, if I think about it like X, Y, Z instead of A, B, C, you know, it makes sense and I can achieve it. And that's really just the first step to success in any aspect of life, you know.
Exactly. I mean, I just think you just doing your thing right now. It's your season. You're working it out, you know. And I just thank you for taking out your time to share on iJive Urban Rich Radio about you, your life, and your book. I mean, everybody right now needs to go and, you know, and go buy his book, purchase. This is a young man. He has a goal. He's doing his thing. He wrote this book. This is him. This is his life. Y'all go purchase it. I mean, it gets no better than that. It's just positive. It's a positive.
Oh yeah, like for instance, in the book, you know, like Kobe is the youngest club owner in America, and you might look at that and say, okay, well, what does that mean? You know, what that means is like he's not Jay-Z, he's not P. Diddy, he's not these people, but he actually has the same value as these people. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, this is something that I've learned from Kobe. Kobe says, you know, there's no difference between me and Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump has 24 hours in his day just like I have in my day. Donald Trump, you know, focuses on real estate, and I focus on what I focus on. And I can be just as successful as Donald Trump. So, you know, if a kid looks at that and says, you know, I'm out here doing something I'm not supposed to be doing, or I'm doing something that's not productive, or, you know, they might say, oh, you know, Donald Trump, he rich, or he's this, or he's that, you know, but at the same time, you have the same hours in the day that he does. What he does with his time and what you do with your time, you know, that's on you. But if you did what he did, you would be exactly where he is. So, you know, there's a lot to take home from this book. You know, he's the youngest club owner in America, and it wasn't by accident, you know what I mean? All these things he did by taking certain steps, you know what I mean? And everybody has the power to do that.
Exactly.
You know, you build relationships and you feed them and you nurture them and you put them in the proper place and perspective.
Exactly.
And I'd like to agree with that because also in that passage, I mean, me myself, I just seen how his hunger was just to be persistent, not to, you know, get stopped by security or anything. He was just persistent at his dream and his overall goal of what he wanted to succeed at just within that one night, that evening. So I said definitely a must read on my part. I requested me myself.
Yeah, and really, see, the thing is, it's just like, I'm glad you was able to have foresight to see through the verbiage and get the underlying meaning of what I'm trying to show people. See, in an industry like entertainment, where it's so competitive, and entertainment's only one of them. You can take the sports industry, you can take the finance, and pretty much getting a job industry, period, in this economy is very competitive. And what the youth need to understand is that no one owes you anything in the world. You have to take what you want. You know, like the most powerful people of the world, they really do have attitudes like that. And the people who make it, especially if you're in a very, and if you're blessed enough to be a trust fund baby, I wasn't, unfortunately, but if you're blessed enough to be rich, you know, this doesn't may not apply to you. But to the normal kid who's sitting in a classroom right now and who wants more advice when he grows up, this is what I would say to you. Whatever you want to do in life, you really have to be willing to die for it. So let me re-answer that question. What was I thinking amongst the adrenaline and everything and amongst the knowledge that I knew about events and how they ran? The number one thing that I was thinking in the back of my head as well, I know security won't stop me because I'm willing to die for it. So that's what I'm bringing to the table. And when you bring your life to the table, the energy that puts out is an energy with such conviction that the universe will really move around you. And what you like, it's funny how it works. I mean, I'm not piggybacking off the secret, but I mean, our theories are a lot alike. Like, once you put up the energy that I'm willing to die for, so to my competition, what are you willing to do for it? That energy right there. And that attitude, like I said, you have so much conviction that the universe, you know, will move around and the planets and the stars will align and it all happens right in front of your face. So that's my piece on that.
Well, all right. Well, y'all are just going. I mean, it's me and time right now. You know, y'all going in today. I'm just listening. I'm sitting back listening to intelligent men just, you know, just sit up here and talk and, you know, tell what's going on and what they're doing in life and just be supportive of each other. I think that's very powerful. And as HME that radio says in the chat room, failure is not an option. And this is it. I mean, we're on the grind. You know, it's our time. 2011, I've been saying that all year because I know this is my season. And it's not just my season, it's our season. We all cross each other's path for a reason. You know, you might think, oh, it's a radio show, but we all are in each other's path because we guess what? We're all doing something. We all have a plan. We all doing something. We're working on something. And we all are grinding, each one of us. Because if we wasn't, guess what? We wouldn't be here right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And what I want to add to this is that, you know, there are so many things in this world that can actually hurt you. You know, there's things that people consume as far as food that is not good for your body. You know what I mean? You eat it, you get sick, or it's not good for your heart. You get heart disease, you get this, you get that. You know, you may, you know, listen to people that poison your brain, that poison your mind. But this book, this is nourishment. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people look at a person like Jay-Z or Russell Simmons or just whoever they think is a top figure, Lil Wayne, and they idolize those words, you know, no matter if it's negative or it's positive. Now, a person like Kobe who at this point is, you know, as famous as he is in his own right, but, you know, he may not be, you know, mentioned in the same sentence as Jay-Z, but has just as much relevance. And, you know, to get those words from a successful person is $10.95 for you to buy this book. $10.95. You know, people go out here and they spend a whole lot more on something that's going to do a whole lot more harm to them. If you spend this $10.95, I think that you will get a whole lot more out of it than what you would if you spent $10.95 somewhere else. $10, that's all it costs. And you could, I mean, and it will change your life. Because it changed my life. I mean, he's a good friend of mine, so I'm speaking with a lot of passion about this book. But it changed my life. You know, I'm happy I know this guy. And I think that if everybody reads this book and they get to know him and get to know his story, and, you know, I think it will help him. I think they will see a whole lot clearer. You know, people like this, he has the it factor. People like this don't come around, you know, by the dozen. You know, this is by more than a dozen. You know what I mean? This guy is amazing. Like I said, you know, a lot of people, they don't have this. They can get it if they read this book, but they don't have what he has. He's got that it factor, and, I mean, he pushes the envelope, and he is a very successful dude. I wish him the best of luck. I think this is the best book that I've ever read, and I think it'll do wonders for anybody who reads it.
Yes. And tell us where all the places we can find the book, Champagne Life.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere online. Like I said, you can go directly to the website and get it, ChampagneLifeTheBook.com. But Books A Million, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you pretty much buy a book online, you can find it.
All right. Anywhere. Y'all hear that? Anywhere. So go and support this brother right here, our black young brother, working it out. Support him today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow not promised. So support him today.
Immediately.
You know?
Immediate support.
Immediate.
Yep.
So tell us how we can contact you in case somebody want to get in contact with you. And also you, Sean, I'm excited that you were on today because I haven't met you. I've heard of you, but I haven't met you. So we were excited that you are on today. So tell us how we can get in contact with you guys.
Well, you can get me at – go ahead, Kobe.
I definitely will. You can hit me up. You can go to my website, like I said, champagnelikethebook.com, and you can send me an email. My team always gets back to whoever contacts me very quickly. Or you can just reach me direct. Just reach me direct. Just go on Twitter, and I'm at DJKLUZ. At DJKLove or email me, DJKLove@gmail.com. But I'm really easy to get in touch with, or Facebook, just Kobe Randolph. I have like 4,000 or 5,000 friends, so I'm very visible. Just Google me. However, you know, if you got the internet, I can be found. So.
And I can be found at Sean Trump, that's CANTRUMP on Twitter. Pretty much just hit me up on Twitter, or you can catch me, where can you catch me? You can catch me at Epicure Media, and that's Epicure Media, MEDIA.com. And also, I was listening to COVID. I ain't hear nothing about Chapter 7 yet. Tell the ladies about Chapter 7. Chapter 7, I think the ladies want to hear about that.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, like I said, each chapter is a roller coaster ride, and a lot of these things at the time, you know, I have this theory, the way I think like this, like, the way you look at a person who, you know, every other person would say is successful, like a Jay-Z or Russell Simmons or Donald Trump, they thought a certain way about life probably since they're about 7 or 8 years old. Now, when they write a book at age 40, they describe their theories in a more educated way, and they use the right verbiage, and they use the right text to make it make sense to the regular world. But they thought that way before they even knew what it was called years ago. So I'm saying that the same way it is with me. Like, when you read this book, a lot of these things that happened to me at age 15, 16, 17, 18, these were just things that were happening to me, and I didn't really know what it was called. Like, I probably couldn't write a book about it then because I didn't even know the name for it. I just knew that, you know, when this happened, I did this, and this was the outcome. So, you know, saying all that to say, there's a chapter I talk about in this book when I was in college, I was like a sophomore in college, the company was doing real well. Just pretty much the ideal lifestyle that a young black guy at age 20 would want to live. You know, I was very blessed, and I had developed several relationships going back and forth to L.A. and Miami, wherever I was going at the time, and I had already been in a romantic relationship with a Hollywood actress who was much older than me. So I was sort of feeling myself. And then I had the wise idea of, you know, always like Beyonce. Like, I'm like, Beyonce, she's straight. You know, I think we might look good together. I mean, you know, she talks about upgrade. She might just be talking about me in a song. You know what I'm saying? So I had the wise idea of, you know, I don't think it would be that hard to get Beyonce. And so I literally, I came up with the idea, and I sat and talked with some of my friends for about 2 days. And then, like, on day three, I mapped out my whole strategy on how I was going to get Beyonce. And then I bought a plane ticket, like, 3 weeks before it was time to execute my strategy. And I studied about 3 weeks on executing the strategy. And then I hopped on a plane and went to the city she was in and went off into an adventure to get Beyonce. So in this chapter 7, it talks about me and Beyonce and the things that I went through to so we can have a romantic interest. And it's very interesting. And it, like I said, from the surface and at first glance, it's just a very funny, ironic story about how this 20-year-old kid goes out to get Beyonce. But it has a much deeper meaning than me getting Beyonce or relating to your life to get the prettiest girl in high school. But what it talks about is one of the things that I say, because when I was telling people just in real life, like, yo, you know, I think, you know, me and Beyonce look good because this is what I'm going to do to go get her. You know, everyone told me that I was crazy, I'm out of my mind, what's the chances of that happening? I mean, no one really just saw it my way. But I would tell people all the time, like, yo, like, especially women who I had been with, because I'm just in conversation. Like, I mean, I would keep, you know, relationships with even someone I had a one-night stand with. But just say, for instance, I would be having dinner with someone I had a one-night stand with, and I would just casually bring up, you know, I think I'm going to go get Beyonce in about 2 weeks. And they'll say, Kobe, you're crazy. What makes you think you can get Beyonce? And then I say, well, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure you don't value yourself any less than Beyonce values herself, so whatever you saw me, I'm sure she's going to see in me. So now we have that down. And then they said, you know, they start giving me all the intangibles of how you going to get up with her, and, you know, she going to have security around her. What about Jay-Z? So in this chapter, I break down all those intangibles that seem impossible, and at the end of it, you'll see how it was very simple for a guy like me to get Beyonce. And I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'll let you read the book, but... Yeah.
Well, we are so glad that you were able to take out your time, because I know you have a busy schedule. And Epicure Media, shout out to the ladies of Epicure Media, Sabrina and Aisha, the twins, and
Woo!
Mama. I mean, shout out to them. They've been doing their thing. They got it going on. These ladies doing it up. I mean, they have people hitting their pages. And, you know, shout out to them. Since I came on the scene, it's been them, Diamond Sound, Teak the Geek. You know, we were team Go Hard, you know, so we've been doing this from the beginning. So shout out
definitely.
To all of them. I mean,
we let the guys do the work today, but I just would like to say buy the book. It's a great book. A woman can also relate to it as well. So get the book. It's cheap. You can get it right now. And start reading it. It'll definitely open up your eyes and change your life. And it's a fun book. I mean, it's not just lesson one, lesson two, lesson three. It's very engaging. It's very, very motivating. It's comedic. It's a hilarious book. So it's got a good twist to it. It's definitely a roller coaster ride. It's not a boring read at all. And it's all real too. So it's all relatable. And that's all I wanted to say. Good job, Kobe. I definitely enjoyed the book.
Shout out to Kobe.
No,
you know, I'm following you, honey. And this ain't the beginning, because guess what? We have HME on radio, so I know they want to hear from you.
So we have Divas Pontnet in here. She's on here. So I know they want to hear from you as well, Clear J. I mean, we're gonna get you going. And we also see Carice Pet. So shout out to them in the chat room. We're gonna go hard. And you know, I see Alter Ego as well, the Diva, Black Go Diva, representing, you know, in Florida. So I know they want to get with you as well. So, you know, shout out to you. Thank you for coming on with us. And, you know, you can come on anytime and share excerpts from your book. And just anytime, you're welcome to iJive Urban Rich Radio to let us know if you have anything going on. So thank you again.
Definitely. And I'll keep you guys updated on what cities I'm gonna be in. This fall, I'm doing like a huge HBCU Black College tour, where I'm hitting like literally probably over 100 HBCUs in the country, and I'm going everywhere from DC to Howard to the smallest HBCU in, you know, Kentucky City. So I'm going everywhere. It's like a true grassroots promotion, and it's just, you know, each person tells someone in our ministries, I'm shaking hands, I'm talking to every demographic and trying to change people's lives. So that's what I'm about.
All right. Well, thank you again, Epicure Media. Y'all doing your things. I see you everywhere. You know, I see you on Facebook and on Twitter. Everybody, add them, Epicure Media. And their mom does voice over talk, so add them as well. You got Aisha Bolton and Sabrine. So holla at them. And right now we're going to go and take a break and get ready for our second half. Our second half we have Mr. Murphy Lee from St. Louis. So, you know, from the St. Louis Lunatics. So we'll be back on this, our second half.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit, or what the fuck I say? Front yard, broad day, with the attitude? See Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the jail with them hits for a killer. Walk a flock of flame on a hood ass nigga. Ride a real slow, bitch, they pointin' to my nigga. Got a main bitch, and got a mistress.
What?
A girlfriend, I'm fucking rich. Keep my dick hard and keep me smoking. You get bill free, shouting no joking. Hey, what I stand for? Bridge one. I'ma die for this shouter, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where you trap? You ain't hood, nigga. Keep this shit 300, put that shit on my hood. Crip rocking with me, G's in the vice lord. S.A.'s in the Mika freestyle off the dome. Great squad, walk a block of flame, it's fucking home. I go hard in the motherfucking tank, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit, or what the fuck I say? Front yard, broad day, with the attitude? See Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the jail with them hits for a killer. Walk a block of flame on a hood ass nigga. I go home.
yeah, so girl, yeah. What is that? I like what you're doing, I like how you're moving. I'ma throw this money and I want you to strip. Whatever you got on, just want you to lose it. And come back to my place and we get to it. Yeah, yeah. Baddest thing around. Yeah, yeah. Dropping low and touch the ground. Yeah, yeah. No money ain't a thing. Yeah, yeah. I throw it all and make it rain. I love how you move. Yeah. Shake it for the camera, we put it on YouTube. Say she from ATL, so I call her Nunu. She do it with no hands, I swear that she's so Bluetooth. Yeah, and she love riding in that new coupe. And when I get it, I'ma knock a couple screws loose. Couple of bottles of that Nouveau and some glue too. It's whatever we can do, what you choose to. Now I just wanna see you drop it low, low. Bring it back up, up, stop and go, go. Money ain't a thing, I'ma drop some more. Love to see you shake it fast and grind it slow. So make it clap and grind the pose. Give it back, there's no doubt, baby, that's for sure. Look at the G-Shock.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I am your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are live in Charlotte, North Carolina, as we do each and every Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. For all the those that don't know, our number to listen to is 1-323-580-5749. And also we have a backup number because our line can't get full. So it's 1-877-497-3968. And we have the chat room open, and it's going hard in the chat room. We have a couple of radio stations going on. Shout out to HME. Shout out to Diva's Pointman Radio. I mean, everybody, Clear J. Everybody's in there. I mean, it's going hard in there. And we are in our second half, guys. Second half of the show. We're so glad to be here. We have Mr. I know everybody's been hitting me up all day, and we're so excited that he's here. What's going on?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing going on with that, with
it. You laughing at me?
Yeah, I feel it. What's the word? What's the word?
You, you're doing big things. I mean, we here, we had to get you on. You know, I really wanted to get you on because I know you got that Moscato. That's what I really wanted to, you know, learn about and talk about today as well. But
yes,
we have our listeners, and we everybody's texting right now and on Twitter, and we're glad that you're here on iJive Urban Rich Radio.
I appreciate you having me.
Yes, yes. And,
I appreciate you having me.
I just want to first start off by telling everybody where you from and where you reside. What's going on with you now?
I'm from St. Louis. I live in St. Louis. But, I represent St. Louis to the fullest, and I hold it down for her, you know what I'm saying? But right now, it's just been about movies, music, and Moscato for me. You know, I got a new CD out called Wine, Weed, and Women that's been going crazy. And also, I got a new wine out called Freaky Moscato. And that's what I've been working right now, my music and my Moscato, man. Ain't nothing to it but do.
And you going hard now. I mean, you got your own Moscato. You doing it.
Yeah. She don't know what you're doing. Somebody said it to somebody. You mean you finna take a picture for it, or you just saying what you mean? You your own Moscato? Like, you make that grapes? Got my own grapes? You go down. Yeah, but nah, it's that thing though. It's freaking Moscato. It's a sparkling Moscato, man. It's so good. It's a white wine. It's a dessert wine. It got 11.5 alcohol in it, so it gets you there. You know what I mean? So it's strong enough for a man, but sweet enough for a woman. And it's, you know, I'm Rollo of the group, man. I don't like nothing but wine. I don't drink all liquor, nothing like that, for real, for real. Unless I'm on that puff. You know what I'm saying? And it just went straight up and down. I love it, man. And I love it, and I definitely think the ladies will love it.
Exactly. I love Moscato. I'm telling you. And especially when you say freaky, too, honey.
That's what it is. We put it all together. We also got a, like I said, we got these movies coming and then music. So it's just music, movies, and Moscato for me right now.
And you got movies. Movies going.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's big there.
Yeah, definitely. We got, I just dropped a DVD not too long ago, called You See Me, came with a free album in it, and that thing crazy, but that just explained what's been going on with me, where I've been, what's been a hold up and all that, you know, and it got like shows on our videos. That was like one of the first projects for my film company, and then lately we've just been shooting videos, and you can go to YouTube and check us out, You See Me TV. And we've just been going in, man. That's all it is. We got some movies coming on. Kiwan been writing some crazy stuff, so we're about to get to shooting now. We got this positive thing that we're doing for the school system or whatever. It's a little documentary, you know, just about doing right, you know, making choices in life and stuff like that. Catered to more toward, like, the middle school, high school kids. And we're going to be shooting that in a couple of weeks.
Well, you do it. I mean, you doing it big, honey. And I mean, we got your music here. We got some music. We're excited about that and to hear that. But I want to know what influenced you to start, you know, your own Moscato, your own wine, and start, you know, making movies. What got you to want to do that, motivate you to do that?
Oh, man, it's something we always been wanting to do, you know, just not being able to get to the right situation to get it done. And my people, Jeff is actually the dude with the mask on The Bachelorette, on that reality show, Bachelorette. He the dude with the mask or whatever, and he came to us with a crazy idea or whatever, starting this vodka. We got a vodka also that's coming, called Freaky V. And while all the scientific process is going on, the people that we're dealing with anyway is a winery. So it was like, what are we doing? What are we waiting on? You know, my whole thing was I was going to do it. I can't wait to get to the Moscato from the vodka, you know what I'm saying? So the vodka took a little longer than we thought. So in the process, I convinced them to go and let us do this Moscato, man. And it's been crazy since then.
Well,
okay.
You keep doing it.
You see, Moscato. You got the vodka coming. Can you tell us a little bit more about You See Me Entertainment?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, You See Me Entertainment is, I'm in the beginning of the building process. You know, I definitely think it's all about the youth and the younger, you know what I mean, young little oaks coming up, man. So I got some fire that's about to approach the scene. You also can catch them on my CDs, and they got their own mixtapes out, like Lil St. Louis. You got something called Can't Still Hustle Without the STL. We got Super Sag Live. He hit his CD Crazy, and all these on MidwestMixtapes.com, STLMixtapes.com, That Tiff, they all on there. And anything with a dirty stamp or You See Me stamp that you've seen out, man, you gotta check them out and see what's really going on, because them little boys be going in, man.
Okay, all right. Well, I definitely want to see.
I was agreeing with Mercy Leo. I was agreeing with him on the song. He had that You See Me with Super Sad.
Yeah.
I rocks with that joint. I truly do. That beat, oh, man. We did it justice. I can't wait for your wordplay.
That bong literally.
Yes, sir. It's the herb.
Yeah, man.
I rocks it.
Appreciate that.
And
hey,
I
got to
check it out today. I thought it was hot.
I appreciate that, man. I love music, man. We just dropping music like crazy, man. I've been giving away a lot of stuff because to get back, you know, in the motion of things and let y'all know that I ain't been bullshitting. It's just been crazy situations, you know what I mean, label situations. But now I'm free, so I'm able to move and groove how I need to and how I want to, how an entrepreneur should be able to, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can expect a lot of music dropping. And if I overload your ears, I'm sorry. I'm just going to just be dropping it like crazy, though.
Are you, have you been performing anywhere or, you know, going around?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we on the road. Hello, I just got off tour with the whole group, but we on the road Thursday through Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we back in the office getting it right. You know what I'm saying? Setting up our future and definitely everywhere. I'm everywhere, man. We never stop. It's a big world. That's what a lot of people don't realize. I'll be laughing at people on Twitter. They'll be like, man, where you been? I'll be like, that's your crib house. Straight like that. But we don't stop. You know what I mean? Like, it just keep going. It's bigger than everything. It's bigger than 106 in Park. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than MTV Jams right now. It's 6.5 billion people out there, man. It's a lot of people to be involved in this music thing, man. So it's a role for everybody, man. Quit. You know what I mean? Stepping on each other's toes, man. Ain't no reason to be no crabs in the bucket, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, know that.
Yeah, exactly. I was just telling somebody the other day, I mean, I was like, they was like, oh, man, I want to go on MTV. I want to go. I was like, you think big, honey. Don't just think about this one little. Think bigger than MTV. Think bigger than 106 in Park. You know, all those are good. And that, you know, but you want to think big all the time.
Definitely, man. It's just bigger than fame. That's all it is. And people got to realize that, like, last thing I'm worried about is how famous I am or if I'm the best rapper of all time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to leave something for my grandkids. You know what I'm saying? This is a big business. And a lot of kids don't take advantage when they get in the game. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure I do the correct things, you know what I'm saying, with this future, because we've been in it over a decade now, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we ain't no little boys in this thing no more, you know what I'm saying? So I'm making sure every move is my best move, and it's definitely about the future, you know, like I said, my younger kids.
All right. Well, we have some people in the chat room with a couple of questions. We have HME Radio, and they want to know, how can an artist get some music to you?
Oh, man, I don't even think you should go that route. I ain't going to even be the one to say, yo, send your music here, because I'm not. That ain't what I'm doing right now. I got a lot of artists on my label right now as we speak. But to be honest with you, that ain't what you need to be doing in the first place. Somebody should be looking for you. You know what I'm saying? You should be sending that music to y'all and send that music to the fans and so people can hear you, because that's who need to hear you. Another rapper don't need to hear you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's real talk. And this one of some of the best advice I can possibly give you is that's the best time. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now is the best time. You got so many ways you can get it straight to the fans and straight to the people. So you should go that route. Don't think about a radio spinning your record. Or don't think about did an artist co-sign you, or did he, you know what I'm saying? Did he hear your record? What did he think about it? He said it was tight. No, so? And what he say don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So it's about the people who buy your records. You know what I'm saying? The people who are going to support you all the way through. It ain't about an artist or somebody famous hearing it or nothing like that. Like, so we got to realize that and the label should be looking for you, fam. You feel what I'm saying? You shouldn't be looking for no label. If you're looking for a label, you're looking for a deal. That's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get dealt with. You know, the deal of your ass. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't it. So you gotta know that. Like, they should be looking for you. I shouldn't have to ask. You shouldn't have to tell me your name. I should be like, man, that's what's the caller. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you ain't doing your gig anyway. So get it done, man. Everything else is a handout, like straight up. And if you wanna be here for a minute, get it to the people, man. This is the best time in the world. You know what I'm saying? Your most famous, best rap in the world is giving music away free. So if you can't give away your song, you lose.
All right. Well, we want to go to some of your music right now. And we're going to come back and we're going to check it out. Right now it's Part of the Game.
Oh, okay, that's
tell
my jam right there. That's Part of the Game, man. I made that with my peoples, man. That's Super Sad Live. He made the beat, and he's singing on the hook. And also my cat Hakeem the Dream. You know what I'm saying? He from St. Louis, one of the coldest rappers of all times. I'm from the Loop. You know what I'm saying? He on that thing. He was all representing the North Side.
And I also want to shout out also to Queen Pen. She is on right now. She's listening. She's having to step out, but she wants the low. You know, she's listening. She's on the line right now. So shout out to Queen Pen.
Shout out to Queen Pen. That's the homie right there.
Yes.
Pimpin' ain't easy, it's just part of the game. We see you fucking on them hoes, ain't a damn thing changed. Hit the streets blowin' juicy in the photo thing. In the photo thing. I got these bitches standing still taking photos, man. If you see me, I'll make it a simple problem.
Yo, Murph Dirty, certified bar spitter. Don't be mad, I can't help it that the car get her. Your boy clean like a five-star hotel. Same hotel, fifth floor, yo girl. Didn't know, nigga, oh well. She at the bar buying drinks with your money from your dope sales. All that tricking got the pimping game fucked up. Came to the club, hugged up, lead broke up. See, I blame it on my granddad. Y'all assistant pimp, stayin' with me. I'm blowin' teacher, doing 80 in a photo window.
If you see me, I'm making a simple, but believe me, pimpin' ain't easy, it's just part of the game.
Yeah.
Part of the game. You see you fuckin' on them hoes, ain't a damn thing changed. In the streets, blowin' teacher in the photo thing. In the photo thing. I got these bitches standing to you taking photos, man. If you see me, I'm making a simple for believing.
Same color as Barack lip. Make a phone call, tell Mo I got this. I'm on Twitter, so Bill Gates don't hit me. I reached out to him and he ain't fucking with me. I don't rap, man, smart, rich, black man. Still deal with birds like Worm or Batman. Can't help it that the doors go a bad way. To the back cave, never know where I stay. You know it's on, nigga. I hang with loan lenders, big money loan spenders. Hit the club with six bitches on my own, nigga.
If you see me, I make it a simple, but believe me, pimpin' ain't easy, it's just part of the game. Part of the game. You see you fucking on them hoes, ain't a damn thing changed. Hit the streets blowin' juicy in the photo thing. In that photo thing. I got these bitches standing to you taking photos, man.
You already know.
If you see me, I'm making a simple for believing.
O'Fallon Park, player Mark Jacobs, watch the sunshine. All I do is grind like gears, ducking one time. Fuck kind, drinking Bud Lime while the money climbs. Up the ladder with the baddest bitches, her honey blind. Up at 609, hit the bottom up the owner up. Open up the side door, nine bitches only hug dream. Looking like Huggy Vern while I'm up in there. Haters stuck in stern, it's a pern, I don't fucking care. Guns like buzz, but I'm staying with the Keisha. Nigga, this ain't belly, though I'm ox with the reaper. We keep big bowls, but we dipping six foes, you know.
And if you see me, I'm making the soul. Pippin ain't easy, it's just part of the game. Part of the game. You see you fucking on them hoes, ain't a damn thing changed. Hit the streets blowing cheesy in the photo thing. In that photo thing. I got these bitches standing still taking photos, man. And if you see me, I'm making a simple for believing. Pimping ain't easy, it's just part of the game. It's part of the game.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. And we are live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have a co-host with us, Graffiti Fresh. And we have our special guest in the house. Murphy Lee.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, mate.
And just so you know, Mr. Murphy Lee, Queen Pen, she's going to try to call back in, but she wanted me to get with you after the show and give her your information, give her information to you, so I will do that after the show.
Okay, it's all good.
But I am really feeling that. I love that beat. It was just smooth, and, I mean, I like the hook as well.
I appreciate it, man. I'm on my 90s shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it was just smooth. Now, that sound like, that music right there sound like something you could drink some freaking Moscato to.
Yeah, man. That's why it's called Wine, Weed, and Women.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really feeling
man.
That. What do you think about it, Graffiti?
Well, I ride with it. It was very smooth, mellow, and it was just real hip-hop. It's different from what's on the radio, obviously, and, you know, that's what I feel that music needs, is that touch of hip-hop back. And ain't too many artists out here that's in touch with that. And, you know, that beat, it's crazy. You got a lot of crazy beats on there. You got any shout-out for your producers on the beats?
Yeah, I kind of stuck with my people's, my in-house producer, Super Sad Live, and also St. Louis Chicks official DJ, Tripe Trizzle. You can hear him at Amazing Trizzle online, and SAG is Super Sag, at Super Sag, SUPA, SAG, SAG. And that's about it. I used them too, man. They went in on that thing, man. You know, I was on my 90s. You know what I'm saying, my mood thing, and I'm done with all the radio hits, and I mean, if it's a hit, it's
yeah.
a hit, you know what I mean? But I'm definitely, anything that feels good, like when that beat come on, and when I'm rhyming and how I'm swinging, I don't care what tempo, I don't care what it is, because if I'm singing, walking, talking, I don't care what it is, you know what I'm saying? As long as it feels good, that's what I'm doing from here on out. And that's kind of what I've been on. Like, if you listen to Murphy's Law, you know what I'm saying? I really ain't got my second chance yet. But if you listen to Murphy's Law, that's what I'm on. Everything on there is just a feel-good type of thing. It wasn't even just the best song in the world. You know what I'm saying? It was. I just want you to feel good. You know what I'm saying? When you hear this, it can be a live band. It can go. You can go wherever with it. You know what I'm saying? You can iron to it, rap to it, sip Moscato, smoke you some reefers with it, whatever you need to do in life. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was on. You know, I wasn't even on the radio. Make sure you spend it for me, because I'm cool on that.
Okay, all right. Now, I see you had Super Sag on there, and it seemed like you got your triple threat. You know, you were singing on the hook, and you said you produced that beat, and I also heard him rap on that You See Me track.
Oh, yeah, he go, because Andy engineer, Andy film, Andy can edit. And he got knowledge himself, so he was a smart individual, vegan, everything, man. He a good dude, too. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing about it, because that's what take you farther, character, take you way longer. We weren't here for 10 years because we can rap. We was here because of our character.
Okay, shout out.
That's how you survive in the game. So if anybody who's listening who want to know, How you stick around, you know what I'm saying? I only had one album, and I'm probably a more household name than a lot of rappers that's out with 20 of them, you know what I'm saying? So it's just
exactly.
The fact that character goes a long way, you know what I'm saying? And how you treat people and who you come across and moves you make, man. So watch who you step on, that's all.
Thank you. That's
okay.
You said it right there. Watch who you step on, because you don't know who you might have to come back to, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. True.
And I feel that some people should never be on their high horse. A lot of people think they're too good, or, you know, they get on this high horse like, oh, I'm too good to deal with this person, I'm too good to deal with that person. No, we are all working together. We, you know, we're a team. Everybody working together. We all got something to do in life. We have our purpose. There's no reason for you to down somebody else. Oh, I'm higher than this person, I'm better than that person. You know, there's no reason at all.
Yeah. Like Kanye said, all these people should have so all this power, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of a man, you know what I'm saying? And one man sometimes is given that power, you know what I'm saying? And they don't even, like my cat, the most famous cat of all times, man, and nobody knows how humble this dude is and how real he is and how much he take care of people, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody else gonna assume how you are. If I say nothing, if I don't say nothing, then you can assume whatever you want to assume. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you won't know until I actually say something. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing. And that's kind of the mystery of being so big when you're on them levels. You know what I'm saying? Where a lot of people can't get your business like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all see the TMZ stuff, but that's something that somebody else saying. You feel what I'm saying? Like, y'all never really get to be around these type of people. You know what I'm saying? So you got to know that these could really be the most humblest people of all time. They so smart, dog. When you get that kind of money and make them kind of moves and deal with them type of people, you gain so much knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And people got to realize that, man. Like, man, Nelly, man, one of the humblest dudes of all times, man. And we in the studio every day and on the bus and everything, one of the coolest. He would drive you, he would join on you, he would whoop your ass, ain't no punk in him. All that shit. Like, that's why I just love the mystery of it, though. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I get the hood. Because I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a level where I can be the most famous person of all time, but I'm on a level where I can still hang with, you know what I'm saying? I can go outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do certain stuff myself without getting harassed. You know what I mean? So that's a good thing. I get to play both parts. I can go perform for 20 people, and then the next day you can see me in front of 150,000. You know what I'm saying? It's real like that, and I love it. So that's why you got a Murph, and it all comes from Nelly being so big. You know what I'm saying? It all comes from that. Like, so people got to know that, man. Like, a lot of people get – it ain't even a high horse, man. A lot of people, their horse is, like, painted for by – other humans, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just through a
Nelly,
it's like one big woman.
You hear me? I said Nelly on part of the Bobcats. Shout out to Nelly. Charlotte.
Yeah, man, y'all got the only black on team, man. Y'all got to understand it. And I got brought to Charlotte, you know what I mean? That's big as I don't know what, you know what I mean? I know St. Louis ain't having it. You know, this racist. The last place state. Well, Missouri ain't going for it. I know the South racist for a quick point. Missouri be like, what?
Well, you know, we have one more song that, you know, we want everybody to check out and listen to from you as well. Like I say, you've been in the studio doing your thing, and it's called What's That Poppin'? So we want to go to that right now because we don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you got a lot going on. So we're going to go to What's That Poppin'?
I'm That What's That Poppin'. It's called I'm That What's That Poppin', man. You can go to iTunes to get that thing, man. It's one of my new singles right now. You also can go on YouTube and look at the video. Okay, Rimrod, shout out to Rimrod.
No, you not, then. You can lie.
Yeah, they know.
Bought me everything, car, house, dog, everything. She taught me off and let me on in everything. This lady worldwide, she make everything. She got that pow, pow, ping, ping, boom, boom. Her ride smoother than my old school. I told that girl, don't worry, I got good news. Not only good, but I'm a good dude. Mr. Tuco, I think she love my guru. Maybe it's my demeanor or maybe my views on YouTube. See, I'm what's poppin', I noticed that I'm the man. Say I'm the damn man, ma'am, damn, yes I am. They know, they know, they know, they know. So many women, I can't even name them all. I'm having dreams, all I heard is take me to the mall. I'm the reason why your girlfriend gone on Sunday morning. She at a different church, I swear to God. I asked her, would she leave you? She said, hell no. Smart girl, guess my sex is better, dog. I'm that what's that poppin', you that what's that floppin'. You not what they looking for, you not what they coppin'.
I'm what's popping in Compton. I'm what's going in Florida. I'm what's selling in projects all over America North. The better the music, the better the business. The more that I make, the more that they hate, the more that I'm winning. They know, they know, they know, they know, they know, they know,
yo, this your boy P.A.T.'s coming straight from the 305 MIA, and I'm chilling with my girl, my number one girl, Nikki Rich, and I Jive Urban Rich Radio. What's good, baby? Let them know about that step, step, and bounce, and bounce. Step, step, and bounce, and bounce.
Welcome back to I Jive Urban Rich Radio. We are live today with Ms. Murphy Lee. He's in the house with us today. We're here, Charlotte, North Carolina. I mean, we're so glad we're here. And what's that popping? That is my new jam right there. I'm feeling it right there. That's my
yeah,
new
jam. I appreciate that. That's that new mic right there.
That is hot right there. I like that. That's. You need to do a drop with Nikki Rich. I'm that what's that pop?
All right, for sure.
But yeah, I'm feeling that, and I know that I see people been texting me right now. They was like, "That is it right there." That was like 2011 summer. People hit me up right now. They say they listening. They was like, they like it. Shout out to Stylistic. He said, it was pretty hot. He's listening right now. So he said the same thing, another question, the same question as HME video. So, you know, as you already answered, but we're going to go, we're gonna let him know what you said. But, again, he said that it's not the best to, you know, sing your music to another artist, but, you know, that's what was said and asked earlier, the same kind of question. So that answers your question, Stylistic. So shout out to him. He's going to be on tomorrow, but he was like, he's listening. He said, the show is great tonight. So
I appreciate it. Now, everybody who got that music, all they got to do is say their name. When you say their name, huh? I'll be on YouTube and all that. I'll be going through. I'll be listening. You know what I mean? And let me know you watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't really be like, just made this song last night. You should hear.
Mhm. I feel you. But we again thank you for tuning in to our job and, you know, being on here with us. Is there a way if anyone wanted to contact you, as far as Twitter, Facebook, any? Can you give out your contact information as far as that?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. It's Murphy Die. You know what I'm saying? I think it's full of friends, but you still can message me. I still be hollering. And let me be me. I control it. I don't let nobody control my stuff. So, and then I'm at Murphy Lee on Twitter. And then I just started my website. Everybody can go on and try to test it out with me, but I've been testing it out. It's Murphy Lee, you see me. You see me. MurphyLeeYouSeeMe.com. That's my new site, so. I'm working it out, working the kinks out right now, so if everybody, don't be joning on me. But make sure y'all join the team, you know what I'm saying, like, get online, leave your email, that stuff, because I'm dropping like a song a week, so everybody get it, you know what I mean? Everybody going to get the song if you're a part of the team.
Okay.
And what about YouTube? Let us know what's going on with YouTube.
You can just search Murphy Lee, you get all the new stuff, you know what I mean? And then also, it's You See Me TV. UCME TV, that's where we're going to start doing our web shows and all that coming up, so be looking for that.
I just got a text saying you follow them on Twitter. One of the
man.
People say, "Yay, he followed me on Twitter with his sexy self."
Man. Church.
That is funny, honey. That is funny. You follow me, yay. You know. But yeah, when I told everybody you was coming on, they was like, "Oh my God, he is so sexy. I loved him." They was like, "Oh, I had them posters and everything." And I like your covers as well. They was hot too.
I appreciate it. See, that's what I'm on, man. All my ladies that was 14, 15 years old when we first dropped, you know what I'm saying? Now they of age 24, 25, so be looking for me coming around your city, man. We got the Wine, Weed, and Women tour coming, and then I'm being like everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So be looking for that. Like I said, you can go to MichaelLeeUSydney.com and check out the schedule. So we're going to be in Tampa this weekend. I leave for Tampa tomorrow, so I'm going to be in Tampa tomorrow. I'm going to be in Orlando on Saturday.
Wow, somebody just asked me, are you going to be in South Florida or just Central Florida? They just asked, so you just answered it.
Yeah, we're going to be at Tampa, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday we in Orlando. We got a big show in Orlando at Universal Studio. That's going to be crazy. That'd be like 40,000, 50,000. As I said, I'll be going from it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to a club that's going to probably be like 800. And then I'm finna go to straight to the 40,000, 50,000 next day. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what my life consists of, Mike.
Okay.
Touching it off.
I heard earlier you said, you know, you were free from the record labels and free from the deals, and now you got the Wine, Weed, and Women out. What else can we expect from Murphy Lee now that we get 100, 200, 300% of just raw Murphy Lee?
Oh man, that's what I'm on. I'm basically concentrating on that music, movies, and Moscato. But also, man, we did just get a new St. Lunatic adventure that's crazy right now. It's called Airplay. It's an air freshener that we just started, you know, and you'll be looking for that. We drop August. It's going to be right next to your 5-hour energy drink. Then when you go in the gas station, you see that 5-hour energy. It's going to be right next to that thing, man. It's called Airplay. And that thing brought to you straight from St. Lunatic. It's crazy too. It smells great, you know what I'm saying? So all my good Keisha smokers out there, you know what I mean, and be trying to hide it out. I got some for you.
Well, let me just say,
right.
You got Freaky Moscato, you got Freaky V, and then you got an air freshener called Airplay coming out.
Yes, sir. And then all the music that you can. Yeah, that's what that is. It's called Airplay, A-I-R Play, P-L-A-Y.
You feel a little free. That sound like something like foreplay,
airplay.
You
nasty.
Oh,
man, I got all my little ones with me, the whole You See Me family. I got Lil St. Louis, Super Sag, Hitman, Holla, you know what I'm saying? One of the coldest battle rappers of all time. He controls the thing. I got my little brother, Future Ali, you know what I mean? One of the coldest little rappers of all time. Y'all ain't know, man, we the only brothers about in the game right now. It's three brothers, man, me, Keywan, the St. Louis Chicks, and my little brother, Future Ali. We Queens kids.
All right.
Also got some, and also we got like each city that we go into, we also getting like, you know, like one of the hot, two or three of the hottest, you know what I mean, people that's in the city, of that city, local, that's in that city at the time, you know what I mean, that's going to be available, rather, you know, they're going to be performing. And also, I got some St. Louis artists that we bringing, from the Lou, that, they got great music out here that need to get it to the world, so be looking for them also.
Okay. Outside of your camp, is there any other artists that you're looking forward to working with, or you got plans on working with?
Yeah, man, I want to work with everybody, man. I'm going city, trying to work with everybody. So my boy Wiz Khalifa was in the studio the other day with us, and him and Yo Gotti. So both of them, I'm planning on getting them on the record. So I'll be looking for that, man. I got to get one in with. I need one with Anthony Hamilton, man. If y'all find him, man, tell him to come.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte. We'll try to get them for you.
We'll get them for you.
Hazel, tell them to call my old bird. Tell my mama to hit me on my other cell phone. And,
Yeah, we will. Right. We'll get that for you.
Church. All right.
And also stylistic, you'll have to hear him. You can catch him on YouTube. He just hit me up saying he would want to work with you, but you can check him out on YouTube, stylistic. He got a song with Adele. So, you know, he's pretty hot right now. He's doing his thing. So shout out to him. He's working it out right there.
Right, what's up? Shout out to Stylistic, man. Shout out to the big home.
Yeah. But we ain't going to hold you. You know, we know you got a busy schedule with you, and we thank you for being with us on iJob Urban Rich Radio.
Oh, good, man. I appreciate it, man. Ain't nothing to it.
And you know you're welcome to come back, because I know you got artists under your label, You See Me. So y'all welcome to come on, and you, if you want to co-host or whatever, you know, you're welcome to come back to iJob. Just let me know the artists and their music. We're going to get it out. That's what this show for.
Definitely. All right, for sure. I appreciate you, Nicky Mama. That's what's up. And, hey, Graffiti, hold it down. Y'all hold it down, man. I'm about to get back to it. That's what it do.
All right, everywhere. Keep your head up, man. We're going to be looking for you.
All right, man. Why aren't we winning, damn it?
All right, we'll check it out. I got to get some of that airplay in that freaky Moscato.
Yeah, got to get it to you.
Yeah, buddy. Well,
all right, tell everybody my favorite movie on right now on BET. Everybody trying to BET while they listening to you. Life On,
huh?
That's the favorite movie of all times.
Life On?
Yeah, Life On.
Well,
it's the Nine Cousin version, right. So yeah, you know, but it'll be all right.
All right. Well, thank you again for with the, you know, on iJob Urban Rich Radio.
All right, I'm stealing y'all well. All right.
And to everybody in South Florida, you know, everybody in Florida, shout out. Got some people in Florida. Big J, shout out to him. Y'all can get with Murphy, you know, add him on Twitter. Shout out to everybody, you know.
Yeah, man. Most definitely follow me, man. And Murphy Lee, man. I'm coming down that way.
All righty. Well, thank you again. You know, I'm going to hit you up after the show, give you some information.
Oh, okay.
You
make
know.
Sure you do that.
Okay. All right.
And Marcia, let them know they can find that Wine Winning Women.
All right.
Man, you can just go to Murphy Lee, man. You can find that thing. Go to MurphyLeeYouSeeMe.com, and that'll get you there.
All right. You heard it, folks. Murphy Lee, You See Me, UCME.com. Get that wine, weed, and women.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again.
All right, baby.
Bye. All right. Big ups to Murphy Lee for tuning in and being on iJob Urban Rich Radio. Shout out to him. He's doing big things. He got the Moscato, he got the airplay, and he has the music. So everybody that tuned in, and if you didn't tune in today, go get it. Go get his music and go to his website. He gave you his website, so if you're able to listen to the show, you can go back and listen to the show and listen to where he get his listen to his website, his info, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. He's doing his thing. He's working hard, and I mean, y'all support this brother. I mean, he's doing his thing. So, big shout out to him. Big shout out. So, now we're going to go and take a break, and we're going to bring to you what's going on Saturday, June the 18th. Kevin Shine of Job and now the firm, his independent company, The Firm. He was
Charlotte, North Carolina. He will be here on the 17th through the 19th. But the event is on the 18th, and it is free at the Avalon Center. It is a meet and greet with Kevin Shine. And, I mean, this brother right here got some knowledge for you. So, everybody, please come out if you're in the area. I know we got people coming from Florida, New York, D.C., D.A. I mean, people coming from everywhere. So, everyone, if you can make it, come to this free event. And Kevin ain't in our side of job, but he has his own independent company, which is the firm. So,
known as Kevin A. R. Shine
of the firm. Okay?
So, check this out. Saturday, June 18th at the Albemarle Recreation Center, 5027 North Idlewild Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Kevin Shine, Senior VP of Jive Records, and Nikki Rich of iJive Radio present the MCMS Meet and Greet. Get your music heard by industry executives. Get professional consultation, career development, and so much more. Doors open 1 to 4 p.m. at the MCMS Meet and Greet. Call 704-567-1941. Once again, 704-567-1941.
Leaving all the competition in the dust.
I'm so stoned, tell them ain't no stopping me. I'm still high, tell them ain't no reaching me. Now I got that money, I'm gone, gone, gone. Now I'm in the club, got a gone, gone, gone.
Went back up in this, like I never left, believe that. Everything I do it because I need that. Yeah, with that cash, I don't play fair. I need a duffel bag, money, my real trust, and I need that. If it ain't about money, you can keep that. It's crazy how I hop up on these beats. I got fans around the world waiting for my next tweet. 7 jeans on my, with Bacardi's on my feet. And you ain't never taste victory if you ain't taste defeat.
I'm so strong, tell them ain't no stopping me. I'm so high, tell them ain't no. Now I got that money, now I'm gone, gone, gone. Now I'm in the club, got a gone, gone, gone.
I'll be everywhere that you say that you would go. Atlanta, show me love, but New Jersey, that's my hood, though. All up in they city now, opening up a ditty now. I know my haters mad, keep on hating, I won't let you down.
Nope.
Thanks to y'all, I'm growing my wealth. You ain't gotta feel me, cause I'm feeling myself. Put your hand back, I don't need help.
Nope.
I'm good where I'm at, you can stay to yourself.
Please.
Y'all trash, move. And every time I leave, they wishing I never left.
Tell them ain't no stopping me. I'm still high. Tell them ain't no reaching me. Now I got that money, I'm gone, gone, gone. Now I'm in the club, got a gone, gone, gone.
Just now is Moon. Moon will be our co-host tomorrow, and he will be in the house with the Stylistic as our special guest. He will be releasing his mixtape tomorrow. Stylistic will be releasing his mixtape tomorrow. So, you know, big shout out to him. And right now we're going to go to Miss Proper.
Hey.
Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating so. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating so. I think if y'all started getting money, y'all wouldn't hate
you
no
know
more.
Who it is.
I think if y'all started getting money, y'all wouldn't hate no more. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating so. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating so. I think if y'all started getting money, y'all wouldn't hate no more. I think if y'all started getting money, y'all wouldn't hate no more.
I got my bank up, now these niggas bank up. I just made they jaw drop, they should pick their face up. Feeling like a baker to these haters cause I'm caked up. Flow so amateur, you should get your rank up. Flat in the plane, cause I rode that gank up. Fuck another flame, putting gold to purple like Lakers. Look like Miss Piggott. Where the hell you take it? Try to stick with the team, return assalamu alaikum. My boss, I'm awesome, thank you for your thoughts and all you're thinking. My profit is amazing, stick with proper, you might make it. Counting up your losses while I'm counting on my paper. You still love me, now your anger transform you to a hater. I know.
Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating so. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating so. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating so. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating so. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more.
Tell me why you mad, sir. Can I get an answer? Cause I make it rain on your dears. Now they prancers. My name keeps ringing around. It's like Saturn. Money coming faster. Is that the matter? Product of they laughter. Maybe I would understand you. This money dog say you broke. I can't grasp it. Now these niggas hit me for a loan. No dough passing. Was telling me and I'm not fast. How your definition, nigga? I'm so plasma. All about my business, nigga, not just rapping. Radio next, then I'm storming the fashion. It's warm in the witnesses, the cash stack faster. Now
oh
they all bitter,
oh my
bitch,
God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. Oh my God, I know why they hating so. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating so. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more.
Now see how you run the game when you're on your knees. And I'm all aboard that money train, you can act freeze. I keep a cold heart to these hoes on my sleeve. I gave it to them once, now they never let me breathe. I'm starting with my army body, any that we please. And you don't want that war, so you answer without leave. Rock said it best, money grows on trees. When I flow on beats, niggas float like leaves. Oh my God, that's the mix. OMG, this niggas ain't fresh with them dusty air polo sneaks. He ain't dropping money, nigga. Nah, don't converse with me. See, they envy all my green, my tax bracket is out they league.
Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more.
I ain't doing much.
Yo, 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 what's going on, baby? This your boy Swag Daddy, checking in live, Avalanche ICNT in the building. Y'all already know, Darlington, South Carolina, stand up. Major shout out to my girl Nikki Rich. Y'all already know what it is. I Jive Urban Rich Radio. Let's go.
Welcome back to I Jive Urban Rich Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. Today we had a triple header. And we thank also Miss Queen Ann. She was on. She couldn't get on, right? She was online, but she couldn't get in, you know, because we had limited time today with our guests. So we just wanted to talk with them as well, and I see some folks saying, you know, let me on and different things. Before we have this show, just to let you know, we have certain times that we talk to our guests. So, you know, don't think that people are acting funny or anything, you know. Mind you, this is the Nikki Rich Show, which is I Jive Urban Rich Radio, to let you know that here we have certain times that we have with our guests. And, you know, we try to get them in and get them out. So, again, if you want to be on the show, you can email me. I can let you know. Look at my calendar and let you know you can come on the show or not. Just to let everybody know, again, we have certain times that I think somebody's acting funny. But, again, I created the show, you know, just to let all of them know I created this. This is I Jive Urban Rich Radio. And this, you know, my show, so. You know, I can let whoever I want on here, but to those, we have certain times that we have with our guests. Shout out to Mr. Bergen Lee, as well as Kobe. I mean, Kobe is this young man. He's doing big things in life. I mean, Kobe, shout out to him, guys, because this is a young man that, I mean, he has just been doing it at the age of 23. So shout out to him. And, you know, we have a bigger, even bigger lineup the rest of the week. Tomorrow we have Stylistic, and our co-host is Moon from 106 and Park. And on Thursday we have the guys from the Bahamas, Big AC. You know, Big AC from the Bahamas, Caribbeans. He will be in the house in the first half. The second half we have H-Town. Y'all remember H-Town? Rocking, knocking the boots. Well, they're going to be rocking and knocking the boots on I Jive Urban Rich Radio. So we're excited about that. And on Friday, we will have Queen Pen again. But we're excited because guess what? She's bringing a guest, y'all. I'm telling you, you better tune in on Friday because today I almost shed a tear when I found out who was coming on this show. So, I mean, it's crazy. To know who's coming on Friday, y'all better come in. And it's not necessarily, I mean, it's going to be on fire. That's all I got to say. Friday going to be off the chain. So please, please tune in, you know, and check out Who's Llama. Who's Llama's doing his thing, you know. That's my boy from Canada. He is going to be on the show. Who's Llama? Check him out. And, guys, we got some big news for next week. You ain't ready for it. Y'all ain't ready for next week. But we just talking about this week. But shout out to Who's Llama doing his thing. So, you know, doing big things in Canada. Like I say, we worldwide here. And you can catch us each and every Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 8:30. We extended our time. Just working. while you concentrating on what I'm doing, I'm up here on to the next thing. So I thank everybody for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. And we are, you know, we're focused on our underground right now. We're focused on what they're doing. And, you know, it's really everybody, but we're really trying to get everybody out, you know, that's not out or who's not normally, you know, able to get their music out. And we're trying to get them out right now. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's grinding, working hard. And, you know, we just want to let you know that we here at iJive Urban Radio support each and every one of you. We support all. You know, no negativity here. It's all positivity. And we just want to be here, a station that can support anybody. You can be an actor, a model, actress. I mean, you can play violin, anything. We just know that we are here to support you. And, you know, we're going to be here. And you're not just, you don't just have to come on the show one time, you know. You can come on as many times you want because we here. We're growing, and I know people can see what's going on. I mean, I know people can see what's going on. It's a movement, and it's not just here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. It's at HME Radio. It's at Epica Media.
Yeah.
It's at Diamond Sound. It's at Miss Tupper Crew. I mean, we grinding, y'all. Y'all better get out the way. It's Clear J. He got a movement going on. Diva, Miss Diva, Pontnet, Miss Black Go Diva in Florida. I mean, what is it? Ego, Alter Ego. I mean, it's movement. We moving. We are moving. And, I mean, so y'all get with the program right here. It's positive. If you're talking negative, guess what? You out the way. Because this is not that type of party. It's not this type of show. Just to let you know, we are here to support each other. We are on a mission. And we, you know, we're here to help somebody else. So, you know, while I'm on, while you on something else, I'm on to the next thing. I got things in my inbox that I've done and I created. And I'm slowly releasing them. So I thank God for his guidance. I thank God for, you know, for just helping me to be strong and push through. You know, we all go through our storms and everything, you know, and we're pushing through because, you know, I know what God has for me and for me. You know, everybody has a radio show. People have radio shows and different things. We all have different avenues that we're taking. It's not the same. So that's why it's easy for us to come together because we have all don't have the same vision. We have different visions, but we using each other. We're working together to, you know, be successful with what we want to do, each individual in each group. So, again, shout out to everybody that tuned in today. And I thank all the guests that was on the show, Mr. Graffiti. I'm telling you, he's gonna be my new little co-host because he did his thing. He has some good questions today. And this young man right here is an artist, y'all. You heard his music in the beginning. And we got time to go back to it. And we want to go back to his music right now. It's called Woman of My Dreams because, you know, he came on the show. I mean, my show was booked up to the 24th. But, you know, I was like, well, you can probably be a co-host or something. But, you know, he was like, okay, and he was with that. So, and he was going to be on the show next week as well. But, you know, he didn't say, no, I don't want to do that. You know, I just want to be a guest or anything like that. He said, okay. So, you know, you look at the time now. We got some time left. You know, we can go back and play his music and talk to him a little bit more. So, right now, I'm going to go to Graffiti Fresh, Woman of My Dreams. Check this out if you haven't already.
Come and fly,
driving 45 when we ride, ride, ha, graffiti, fresh yet interesting to be in my mistress. But they're not feeling any different. You said they call you hell for short. I like that. Women in my dreams, yeah, I'm about to have a nice nap. Wake up beside her, having a nice nap. Like whatever we did before we slept, yeah, twice that. You gotta feel me, she's super to kill. With a body so ill and a swag so ill. Damn, girl. Killing her, guilty. But when she clean up, she makes up look silly.
Girl, you fine as hell with no makeup on. I think I wanna make the scene. Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams. Please remember me when I wake up, when I wake up. Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams. Please remember me when I wake up, when I wake up. And where you be at when I wake up, when I wake up. I wanna see you. Trying to buy you wrapped in her sheets and your background sky blue. Laying like a model, showing a little side too. Perfect portrait like, damn, I gotta buy you. No makeup on in your hair, did I can say you fancy, but there's no comparing with the woman of my dreams who I'm staring at. Baby, you can ride, I'll drive, staring in. You gotta stare when she suits the kill. With a body so ill and a swag so ill. Damn, girl, you on point, let it chill. Your body fine wine and I'm begging for a thrill.
You fine as hell with no makeup on. I think I wanna make a scene. Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams. Please remember me when I wake up.
Gorgeous.
Oh, brass, you feel me? They ain't settling with cute, sexy, you know, they something else. They elegant. Yeah.
Day off from the rapper lifestyle.
right. Well, I appreciate you being on the show with us. The show was fire today. You know, I was so happy that our guest was able to come on and share with us their upcoming event. So I thank you guys.
And I appreciate, you know, you offering me the, you know, the chance to co-host, you know.
Yes, and shout out to your publicist as well. She's been working hard, and, you know.
Yeah.
And she's been doing her thing on Twitter. Let us know who your publicist is.
You can, you know, catch my publicist on Twitter at L for short. On Twitter, and you can also email her at publicitybyl@gmail.com. Yeah, and that's if you're trying to do any features, any networking, anything, she knows how to make it happen. Yeah. You can also find me on Twitter.
Shout out to
L
for short. Yes. Well, thank you again for being with us. Just so you know, I want to make everyone know that they can contact me, Ms. Nikki Rich, on Twitter, NIKKI_RICH. And you can also find me on Facebook under www.facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. So if you want to find me, look up The Real Nikki Rich. That's me on Facebook. So, you know, check me out there. And also, we have some things going on June the 18th. Kevin A&R Shine and Yoshiko Entertainment out of VA will be in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday. This Saturday, you guys. This Saturday. They will be here from 1 to 4 p.m. Meet and greet with Kevin Shine, the artist, producer, songwriter, and independent record label. It's a free event, so come out. Free event, so come out. And again, you know, we got so much going on. We got Urban Rich Wear, and you can find Urban Rich Wear on www.urbanrichwear.spreadshirt.com. So go purchase your shirt. It has Nikki Rich. Some has just Urban Rich Wear. And we also have dog clothes as well. So, you know, come out and, you know, check that out, Urban Rich Wear. We also have a channel, a YouTube channel. So you can go to youtube.com/ I Jive Urban Rich Radio. There you'll find some commercials, some cartoons. And we're going to start creating more cartoons and getting busy. And you can find The Life of Nikki Rich, 2011, a video of, you know, me, my life, and, you know, some other things in the work as well. For those who don't know, I have been writing a book. You know, I've been keeping that under wraps, but it's about to be released soon. So, you know, again, be on the lookout for Nikki Rich. I wrote a book, so it's about to be, some things about to be popping off. Like I said, every day, all day, I'm up all night working. I'm grinding. So, you know, 2011, this is my season. We ready. Go hard, hustling and grinding. So, again, you know, I got that going on. So, you know, just check me out. See what's going on with me on Facebook or Twitter. That's where you can find me because I'm there all the time. Yesterday I was in Twitter jail. Talking to Mim's team and his people. So, you know, I was in Twitter jail at 9:04 yesterday morning. So, you know, like I said, we forever grinding. I want to shout out to Miss Proper. She will be on 106 and Park, July the 13th. And also J-Dub 706, known as J-Dub. He will be on 106 and Park on July the 23rd. And they both have been on the show, and they both have been grinding. So big shout out to them. They're doing their thing. They're doing it big. So like I said, shout out to them. And HMB Radio support, you know, I was able to go on their show the other night. I mean,
that radio show, I have to say, I mean, they doing their thing. They're in the Midwest. I mean, they had the chat room jumping. I have never seen a chat room with over 100 people in a chat room like that. And, you know, listening, people just listening. I'm like, wow, they've been doing their thing. You know, they doing it, honey. So big, major big shout out to those guys. They doing it out. And Claire J, I know he got my back. You know, he's been working it out. And also D Slate, I don't know how I forgot about D Slate. Major shout out to D Slate. Y'all don't know, get with him. He's doing his thing as well. He has his radio show called the D Hour Show. So check him out on Blog Talk Radio. D Hour Show. D-H-O-U-R Show. So check that out. And shout out to D Slate. Guys, we thank everybody for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I mean, today I'm worn out, but it's been such a blessing to know that God has opened up so many doors, you know, and opportunities for me to have people that you hear on the radio, that you hear their songs, that you're not, you know, sometimes you're not able to just talk one-on-one with these people, but, you know, because I know I serve a good God, a mighty God, you know, I had the opportunity to be able to talk to Murphy Lee. I had the opportunity to talk to Graffiti Fresh. I had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Kobe Randolph, and I thank God for that because, you know, he's just blessing me each and every day, and it's multiple blessings, not just one. It's multiple. So I thank you. You know, I always put God first, and I just wish everybody the best, and again, you for tuning in to iDrive Urban Rich Radio. I just want to say God bless, and I wish everybody the, you know, the best and much success.
Y'all are tuned into Miss Nikki Rich iDrive Urban Blog Talk Radio.
What is up? This your boy Jay on Winston the County. What on earth? Know I'm saying coming out from 706. Y'all tune in to Miss Nikki Rich Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with us, get ran over. Get with us, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying? See how to have the rest of on a well. It's time y'all tune in and let's get this thing pop.
My rich.